Coach J-Mo here, getting on a very touchy topic that a lot of men are very interested about. But first, a disclaimer. The disclaimer is, this information is very potent, but if you don't do anything, it's not going to change anything in your life. Just learning information and trying to apply new things to your life isn't going to work unless you actually go out in the world and do it. Now, I can give you all the health information, all the testosterone information you can ever want to hear. Some of it can be super true and double-blind, clinically studied back. Some of it can be just my own experience, and some of it can be stuff I haven't even tried yet that you might do well in. But the most important part is that you take full responsibility for your own actions and for the success and the outcome of your daily life. Now, back to the subject at hand. Is testosterone going to make you more money? First thing you would think of is, if testosterone just makes me more money, then why don't I just get all juiced up with exogenous testosterone? That sounds like a terrible idea. And that is because testosterone is only as good as it is with balance and harmony within the body. Now, does testosterone increase your income levels? Well, statistically speaking, in over 150,000 UK men that were tested and studied to see what their median income levels were with their testosterone levels, as well as many women who were also tested for their testosterone levels, have found a slight increase in income based on your testosterone levels and your total testosterone as a man, and also some interesting findings as a woman as well. But here's the caveat. This most likely was due to their behavior and not their actual testosterone levels. Now hear me out. If you apply testosterone and you sit around all day and masturbate with your incredibly high sex drive and rock hard, you know what I'm talking about? It's not going to really do you much good unless you put it on the video and sell it on OnlyFans, in which case you might have a pretty good backing and a pretty good business going for you, but it's not going to be very beneficial for your life. Why men with higher testosterone have statistically made more money is because they are more likely to take risks. Now, this can be actually really bad. For example, things like gambling and other things that may be risky, like crime, that are not going to do too well in the long term for your income. But there are also risks like business risks, going to certain meetings, going outside, networking, meeting new people, going to the gym, taking on new clients, things that are scary and that seem very overwhelming at first. When you have higher testosterone, you are more likely to take on these tasks and duties. Now, why is that? Some may say because testosterone makes effort feel good. People like Dr. Andrew Huberman have specified over and over again that what testosterone really is it's something that makes effort feel good. Now, what is the range here? Does this mean you should go and get 2,000 nanogram per deciliter testosterone? You just inject it into your butt like some kind of cyborg? Maybe think twice, or maybe three times before you do that. Definitely don't do that. Now, here's the reason behind that. Too much testosterone could actually cause the opposite effect. It could cause you to be so overwhelmed and so unable to manage and control all those hormones that your body doesn't know what to do with it. And therefore, you do not get any of the benefits of the high testosterone man, which is very unfortunate. And it would just cause a ton of health issues, not to mention the heart issues and the issues with your stress levels. It would just not be a fun time. Do not recommend taking things exogenously like that. The most important part here is increasing your testosterone levels to a point that is in a range of homeostasis for your body. Now, the reference range on your lab reports, say you go get your labs done at the doctor's office and you see your testosterone range and you see it somewhere between, who knows, maybe 300 to 700 or 800 nanograms per deciliter is usually the reference range. Sometimes it's less, sometimes it's more. But what you need to find is your homeostasis, your level. If you're super low, even if you're a little bit low, even if you're like 400 or 500 nanograms per deciliter, you may actually do really well with 700 or 800 or 900 nanograms per deciliter of testosterone. And also making sure to look at your free testosterone, because that is crucial for the effect on your behavior as well. So when you have your testosterone all lined up, you are going to most likely notice an increase in desire to do difficult things. Now, why is it so important to look at your entire panel? For example, with myself, I had super high testosterone, but my free testosterone was a little bit lower. My SHBG was really high from fasting, from not eating a lot, from trying to learn about the benefits of fasting. I ended up actually biting myself in the butt. Luckily, I wasn't injecting myself in the butt because that could have been way more, that could have been a lot more damaging to my body. Now, what happens when you have really good testosterone levels and your entire panel is healthy and in homeostasis? That is where you get all the benefits from. If you have 1,000, 1,200 nanogram per deciliter testosterone, but your free testosterone is straggling and your SHBG is sky high, or your FSH is way too high, or your estrogen is super low. Remember, estrogen actually is good for your libido. So estrogen is important, but you don't want to have too much. You don't want to have too little. With this synopsis, finding the best way to increase your testosterone into the healthy levels is going to allow you and your body to create the most money and take the most risks in your current life. So that is why increasing your testosterone naturally is such a hack. And that's why so many Wall Street men and women who are so successful in their industry have healthy testosterone levels, especially when they're winning, when they make good trades, when they take risks and it pays off. Their testosterone increases naturally. And that is why these people get paid the big bucks. That is why they're the most successful in our current environment. Now you may be saying, why are there billionaires that are overweight, that are not healthy? Imagine them when they were really working hard back in their teens and their 20s and 30s, and they were creating all this incredible infrastructure that they're able to benefit from today. Imagine what their testosterone levels were like back then. Were they going to the gym every day? Probably not. They probably didn't have time to go to the gym every day, but they were taking risks every day. They probably ate like crap too. But this just goes to show how much taking risks and putting yourself out there in the world is going to slightly, if not more, improve your testosterone levels. Of course, eating and exercise are going to be huge and give you a way better advantage than the people who don't do those things. But when it comes to making money and taking action with your testosterone, action always comes first. Make sure you do things that reward your body in the long term and delay your gratification.